Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What you want to read on holiday, like, was absorbed in
it. It's a navy blazer,
yeah,
but it's so much more.
Yeah, I'll send you the recipe.
That sounds so good.
And I would say yes, I did know pretty quickly.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's amazing.
You're listening to the Sherlock's podcast, your guide to a more stylish life.
Welcome to the Sherlock's Team podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. This week, I'm joined by Georgina Blasky, Heather Steele, and Becky Hull. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Good morning.
You were just saying it's hay fever season. I'm all right.
I am all right, but every time this season starts, I begin with very congested eyes. Mm. And then come May, it's like a full-blown cold.
Oh, Becky. And it's always your birthday then.
Oh, I know. And I look like I've permanently probably got COVID, but I'm all right at the minute, but I can tell it's coming, if that makes sense.
I normally really suffer, but I'm okay. So I think I'm grass pollen rather than tree pollen. Mm. And we're in the tree phase right now, I think.
Yeah. I think we're both.
Mm. I think we're definitely in the tree phase because I'm a tree pollen person. But this year I've been using, it's called Beconay's Defense or something. And it's like the nose spray, but super strength.
I mean, what's it called? Pyrenees. I mean, I've been banging on about it.
Is that an up the nose one as well?
Yes.
Yeah, you've got to go in to the area that is bothering
totally
you.
Totally agree. It is life changing. Yeah. They work on a build up as well, so you have to use them for a few weeks. But yeah. Oh my god, it changed. Incredible.
Yeah. So do you start it kind of early? Is that the best way
like
to do
early
it?
Early April. Yeah. By the beginning of April, end of March, I was beginning to take something every night.
Interesting.
And then this year I'm doing really well. Mm. And I think it is, I've really gone for the build up this
year.
Yeah.
It does work. It does work. I don't know, I'm flying by the seat of my pants. Maybe this is really boring chat. Anyway, I just think of thinking about hay fever just makes me think about playing rounders at school. It makes me think about being in the fields at school and just streaming and just itching. And
really puffy eyes.
The worst.
It doesn't have the best memories associated with it, does it?
Heather, how's the kitchen coming?
It's all right. So it's basically at the final stages now, everyone. I've been talking about this for months, haven't I? No, so it's basically done, but the worktops aren't in yet. So it was finished last Wednesday, so nearly a week ago, and we're not getting the worktops until this Friday, but they can't plumb anything in properly until those are in. So it's kind of there, but we can't really use it. It's an absolute dust fest as well.
Annoying.
Even the electrician, I mean, what is he playing at? Bryn. He basically... I never even met the guy. So he was meant to show up on day one to do some electric stuff, but he'd done the Brighton Marathon the day before, so had legs like jelly. So then he knocked the rest, like the plasterer couldn't come and da-da-da. Anyway.
Knock-on effect.
Yeah, but it was fine. But then when Bryn did arrive, we've got some wall lights, like sconces, in the living room, which were originally done through the kitchen wall. He saw a cable in the kitchen and was like, oh, what's this? Snipped it. So now those lights aren't working.
Oh,
but they didn't realise that that had happened until the plaster had come and completely like plastered our kitchen. So now Bryn arrived yesterday and basically there's about 8 massive holes in the kitchen.
No. And they're going to replaster.
Whoa, yeah, with him trying to find where the cables should be going.
Bryn sounds like he's caused chaos.
Yeah. He has. And yeah, I just sorted all the dust out and then there's just like loads more. So
is he apologetic?
Yes, like, okay. I haven't met him, but my boyfriend said he's very nice, so let him get away with it. But his mum was calling him apparently like, what time do you want your dinner on? I was like, oh, for God's sake. But anyway, it's getting there. But I'm slightly concerned that our Friday thing isn't going to quite work, which just means basically we just can't, there's no hot water in there, we can't.
A bit frustrating.
Yeah, there's piles of washing to do because we haven't got a washing machine. Right. It'll all be fine. It's basically, I'm already feeling pleased with the space.
Oh, good.
Stuff,
so. And also in the grand scheme of things, it hasn't been too long. I know maybe for you, but
exactly. We waited 2 years in that flat for it so we can hold on a bit longer.
And the weather looks nice this weekend. You've made some salads.
Exactly. Also, we're in Grimsby this weekend, so all fine.
Even better.
Even better.
We have another bank holiday.
I know.
Oh my God, I love it.
Sneaking up.
What a treat.
Yeah. I know. And I'm off Thursday and Friday. So oh. I didn't even. Do you know, I booked that off without making the association with the next bank holiday. So I feel very chuffed with myself.
Nice. What have you got planned?
So my mum and I are having an overnight stay in London. Cute. And we were meant to do this last year for Christmas. So obviously we live in Brighton and she likes to go up occasionally, but she doesn't really like going up on her own more because it's boring. And so for ages...
What could you possibly do in London by yourself?
For ages, I kind of said to her that we would go together and then we'd planned last year. She got COVID, so now we are doing it this Thursday. And we're staying at the Henrietta Hotel in Covent Garden. Oh, and we're going to Lagotte for dinner. Like, it's just going to be really nice. It's
that's
a really
so
nice...
Sweet.
You know, it's only 2 days, but I thought rather than rushing back to get to Brighton on a Thursday when you just want to maybe mooch a bit still, let's just make the most of it.
Yes,
and we've never done it, so.
And then also to have a little city break and then come back and it's the weekend. And
yeah.
Weekend
and bank holes. Yeah. Yeah. I'm very pleased with myself. But yeah, I was saying to Georgina just before, I can't wait to go and look at shops. I've not done it since pre-pandemic. I've genuinely not been. Yeah, I haven't. I haven't been in central London in terms of shopping. Since, God, like 2019. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow. Looking different already.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I go in for events and things, but I haven't been shopping.
So, we did go in a month ago, and you were like, I don't think I've been here since before I started at Sherlock's. I was like, that's a lie.
It's a lie.
That is just a lie.
But genuinely haven't been in clothes shops for a really long time. Wow. So I can't wait.
Nice.
Yeah.
Aww.
It's just going to be nice to look at clothes properly.
Yeah, try things on, especially things shoes on. And things. Shoes are really tricky.
Yeah exactly.
Oh, so, are you shopping for anything in particular?
No, not even. Maybe some shoes for a wedding I have coming up. I've actually just finally bit the bullet and got myself a Rixo dress. It's something I have literally been wanting to do for ages, and I thought about renting one, but we've got about 6 weddings coming up, all different, so I thought, right, I'm just gonna get one.
I feel like it's very you.
Wanted something a bit fun. It's a halter neck, and it is blue, like a really sort of minty blue with gold flecks, and it's ruffly.
Oh, I know exactly.
Gorgeous. I'm really excited. Nice. It's different. It's something I'm quite casual, but I'm looking forward to wearing it. So I just need to find some really nice shoes to go with it.
Nice.
But you don't wear dresses that often, but when you do, I'm always like, begging.
Yeah. I just thought we have so many events coming up where I need something special.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to just go for something boring. I wanted something a bit fun. Yeah. So went for it.
Good for you.
How
nice.
How lovely.
Georgina, what have you got planned for the bank holiday?
Oh, I'm hosting a 16th birthday party. Ooh. At my house.
What does that involve? What does one do when you're 16?
She's 16.
Well, I don't even go there. I mean, I'm like, it just dawned on me this morning. I think I'm going to order paper cups, paper plates, paper everything.
Paper.
Stick them all out in the garden.
Yeah, shut the door.
Shut the door. Write to the neighbours beforehand. Yeah. And basically kick them out at about 11. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, so barbecue, get together. They're all in the horror of GCSE revision. So this is a little break.
Girls
have some fun. Girls and boys.
Ooh.
Watch this space, I'll report.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm back in my brain to think what 16th birthday parties look like in our day.
God, I know.
Bowling, if you were lucky.
Yeah. I was at an event on Thursday with Daisy, our social media manager, and she was like, oh, are you using Be Real? Do you guys know about this?
So I saw her post it.
Yeah. She posted it because it was like, lol, Granny Charlotte's now on Be Real. So it's this, it's an app, look, I'll show you, where basically you take a photo, it'll be like, you have to take a photo. It'll be like, take a photo now. And it's basically takes a photo of both like the front of your camera and the back of your camera. So if I did it now, it would be my face, Heather, and then also you
because
you're opposite me. And it's basically a way to show your friends what you're up to like in that minute.
Mm.
But I'm like, you know how your mum might have like 3 friends on Facebook? That is me on this thing.
Yeah,
like,
I've got Daisy.
Like, I managed to convince one other oldie to get on it. But Daisy was showing me her feed and it's like, all her mates, and literally look, I just have Daisy like an old woman.
Oh.
It's just my way to see what Daisy's up to now. Anyway, there's nothing will make you feel old like somebody, I don't know, 7 years younger introducing
like
you to something.
Like
the Lux Girl Girls.
Like when we had Hot Girl Walk and I said to Sapna, what the hell is a Hot Girl Walk?
Like, do you need a fan?
I don't understand how a Hot Girl Walk goes.
And it's so funny because in my girls' WhatsApp group, we've always done this thing for 10 years where somebody will say like photo and everybody has to send a photo of what they're doing at that minute. It's like, we've always done it, but I can't quite get them onto the app.
Yeah. Anyway.
fun.
It's fun. It's really fun. And you just get like a little selfie of all your pals. Good game. It's really nice. Yeah.
Hmm. Have you heard of one called paparazzi?
No.
Okay.
So paparazzi is one that my 16-year-old and her mates use. And it says here, I'm going to read it out because it will do it better than me. Paparazzi is a photo sharing app where your social profiles are created by your friends. You are your friends, paparazzi, and they are yours. So you receive a notification when a friend takes a photo of you.
Okay.
So this has got to have, there's an element of trust here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would not leave anyone else in charge of my social media presence.
No.
Certainly not here.
I think only the people, you might have, say, six friends, and only your six friends are allowed to see your paparazzi board. But it's a way of sharing photos of, you know, of that you've taken of each other that you then want to see, and it's quite fun.
Someone else is curating your life on social media.
Kind of.
I don't know how I feel about that. That's weird, isn't it? What is going on? I can't keep up with it all. It's too much.
You do realise why all those things that your parents used to say that you rolled your eyes at. It's just too... When Georgie and I were doing a podcast with a guest the other day, and they said something about, the music they listen to or something. And I was like, it just turns out that your dad was right, that modern music is just all so loud and rubbish.
Yeah,
it's your dad was just all right all along, it turns out.
That
I feel like
it
keeps you young. Like that you kind of are then, you probably have more touch points to young people than we do.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, to a very specific age group. Mm. Yeah, I think so. And I think also I quite like, it's nice to have the party at home, you know. Yeah. It's nice to meet the friends, see who these people are that they're hanging out with.
Yeah.
But not in a kind of surveillance way. Just, it's really nice to get that connection. And I think also, we couldn't do anything at home for so many years with birthdays. So it's just really nice, actually, to do it.
And actually, I do think, obviously, everybody missed out in the pandemic, but that age group really did take quite a hard hit. Oh, yeah. So it's nice massively. To see them, you know, back with friends and having fun.
Yeah. We had... It was my best friend's hen this weekend. And on the Friday night, we did just dinner, just the bridesmaids. Her mum came along as well. Aww. And we haven't seen her mum for a really long time. She's historically always lived with her dad. But her mum was around a lot as we were growing up. And the mum, we got talking about how our mums all say how much they miss our friends. Like, we were all a group of girls who were so in and out of each other's houses. I mean, all weekend, after school, the whole time. And so our mums, everybody's parents really knew each other. And they, like, my mum said it so many times. She's like, I miss your friends. We used to sit around, all the girls would sit around the kitchen table. And then obviously as you grow up, that just drops off and no one sees anyone anymore. And my friend's mum was saying, she's so excited for the wedding. She's like, I can't wait to see this one again and this one again. And it's just a weird dynamic, isn't it?
I can really, really relate to that, especially with girls, because... When my daughter's friends come over, they kind of linger in the kitchen for a chat, and it's so nice. And my son's friends come over and they're like, where's the PS5?
Yeah.
And that's it. And you don't see them for 4 hours. But the girls, they do love a chat.
Yeah.
And I just feel really privileged, actually, to be part of that, because it is a moment in time.
It really is. My dad used to call my friends the locusts. He still calls them the locusts because everybody would swarm into the kitchen, eat everything, and then leave. But we really did. Also, I think if you're like a nice group, you know, we were just nice girls. And so we did love chatting to everyone's parents.
Yeah.
And they would all just hang out with us. And it's weird how...
How it changes, it was the same, actually. My best friend, who I've been friends with since I was about 8 years old, we had her wedding last year, and it was at her parents' home, and I haven't seen her parents for years. But then when you get there, it's that sort of excitement, you're so buzzy, and you sit down and you've so much to discuss and chat about. And like you, we used to always go to their house and just sit and talk to Judy, our neighbour, it's lovely, isn't it? It's just
really
a really nice thing to all get together, and oddly you do have things in common.
When I left school, five of us went with our five respective mums to Brighton overnight. We did a little girls trip. So there were 10 of us in total, because actually our mums were quite friendly. And but that was the last time that, and we might have done like one dinner since then, but it would be so lovely. We always say, we must do a reunion of that, the five mums, the five daughters, because we're all still very close.
And how was the hen?
I want to know all about it. I was looking through the photos when you posted them all on Sunday night, and it was like a snapshot of almost the timeline. Yeah. I was like, God, that looked so good.
Oh, it was really fun. I do feel quite like, I mean, by the time you've organised a few and been to many, you become quite a dab hand, don't you? You kind of know what works, what doesn't. So our kind of key objectives were minimum impact on everybody's weekend whilst maximum fun for hen. So my friend Danny is very
She's a proper 90s girl, very kind of Britney obsessed, always has been that kind of girl, very into her kind of pop culture. So we as I say, we did the Friday night dinner, which was just very kind of pretty dinner party vibes, and low key. And then Saturday, so again, the bridesmaids, we stayed at the Hoxton with her, met her there, put her in a Britney's Oops, I Did It Again costume. She had a bit of red latex.
I just saw that. I was like, bloody hell. I know. It wasn't me. I mean, to wear
well,
that.
She's a Pilates great. Teacher, so she was always going to be all right in it, yeah. And we went to Pineapple Dance Studios where we did a Miley ex Britney dance off. Side note, like, I don't think I ever really realized what terrible dancers my friends are. Like, I have the video. It's extraordinary. Like, people need to see a doctor how little they can move their hips. Like, there's actually something wrong with some of them. It's amazing. It's really, really entertaining to watch those videos. I hope we'll never see the light of day.
They're probably very glad you're not on paparazzi.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, thank God for that. And then we did a beer bike. Around London.
I've always wanted to see me too.
Honestly, it was so much. First of all, I really lucked out because I hopped on.
What is this?
Okay, so
have you seen them?
You've seen them in other. It's quite an Amsterdam thing.
I was about to say, I did not know they're in London.
Yeah, and like in Ireland, you'll have seen them. It's like a big square,
a big table.
It's like a big table. And you sit around it.
Yeah.
But it's, each one has pedals.
So you are pedaling.
You are pedaling the whole thing. So it's like a bike for 70, I don't know, for like 20 people.
Someone else. Professional
steering. Steering.
Yeah. Not pedaling. No, there's no engine. Yeah. It is only moved by you pedaling.
Yeah. But they steer you.
They steer you. It's a very, very slick operation. So I can't remember the name of the company, but they're literally just off Regent Street. And so you meet like outside a pub and you just go around for like an hour and half or something, but it's really clever. So they kind of, there's like a section in the middle where they stand, there's a bench at the back, we had some pregos bench at the back for the pregos, that was good. And they have like in a train, they have kind of luggage compartment up top, so you put all your bags up there, and each person has a hole in front of them, in the kind of table in front of them, for a drink. So you have your drink in there, and then we'd made a playlist, so they let you like blare your own playlist out. I was in charge of the music, you know, there was nobody else telling us what to do. We had just bought a shit ton of rosé.
I was going to say, so it's not beer. You don't have to.
We provided our own drinks. And yeah. And then you just literally, I mean, you go, we probably traveled half a mile in an hour and a half. So I really lucked out. I hopped on, looked down, and I didn't have any pedals. I know everyone was like, you knew, didn't you? You knew. And I actually didn't. So me and the girl opposite, there are two without pedals. Top tip, try and get those ones. Everybody said it was so hard. But it's just so, it was really fun. I still think that the open top bus is more fun.
Interesting.
Because the open top bus is literally like being in a music video. You're literally just like.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Like, you know, hair free. Whipping through central London. That's a bit, and a bit less effort for everybody.
So how many people are on this bike?
So we were 13. And then there's three staff members, like,
and it's
someone,
one vehicle.
Yeah,
I'll show you. This is insane.
Yeah, you so see someone, them around. It just looks so.
We should try
fun.
And get this for BTS. I think
oh,
that'd be
god.
An absolute.
Oh my
hoot.
God! I feel like it's quite a drunk activity.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah. Maybe not.
But it. Oh, hang on. It's called Wee Toast Tours .com.
Yeah. So it's like I was. I thought it was a table. But it's actually more like
It's more like a bus that you cycle.
A sort of mini bus, yeah.
Yeah.
That gets. I've seen different ones that this one looks quite slick. I've seen other ones where it does look way more like you're on a piece of MDF sort of.
Totally. Weirdly, some friends. I know some other people who were on another hen this weekend who uploaded exactly that. They literally, it's a bit more open air. This one was quite sophisticated.
Yeah, that looks nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was such a laugh. It's a really good hen activity. It was also really cheap. Don't quote me on the price, something like £15 a head, £20 a head, but something like that. So fun.
Cheaper than staying in the pub for an hour
and
a half.
Exactly. And also we just bought the booze ourselves. That's great.
Oh,
and then we
fun.
Went to Inamo in Soho, which is a sushi restaurant, and they have a private room downstairs. I mean, it's not glamorous, but they've got massive screens. It's basically a games room. So the idea is you can go and play, like, they've got something like 90,000 video games. Anyway, we use it for Mr. and Mrs. and karaoke. She loves
fun.
Karaoke. So we did that. The food was actually really, really good. So we did a little, like, Inamo buffet. Really good sushi.
So
and
nice.
That was that. And then we stayed at the Hoxton, and then her stepmom did her lunch the next day.
That all sounds great.
It was really, really fun. It was like 7 hours. Everyone had their morning. They could have lunch by themselves. We just met at 3:15 or something, and everyone could go home and sleep.
A good balance,
good
it sounds
balance.
Like. Yeah,
yeah,
really.
Exactly.
Balanced.
Now I just need to find a dress for the wedding.
When is the wedding?
The wedding is 4 weeks on Sunday, But I'm away for the whole week before, so I've kind of got like 2-3 weeks. Yeah. Oh. I basically have this, which I'm going to try on, but I don't know if it's too look at me.
Where's the wedding?
The wedding is at the Wallace Collection.
Oh, not Hogwarts.
Yeah, which will be really lovely. Yeah. So there's
ooh,
this.
I love that.
Okay, so this is, I'm showing the girls a Jenny Packham dress, which is a really pretty yellow. All the other bridesmaids are in pastel. There was no brief, but they're all in kind of pretty pastels.
I think if
pastels.
You're a bridesmaid, you're allowed to go for a bit of a statement dress.
Yeah,
you know what
her
dress
is. Yeah. I've seen her dress, which is also pretty mega.
Have you shown her this option?
Not yet. I'm going to try it on. Yeah. It's got, the reason Georgina's hesitant and the reason I'm hesitant is it's got a big skirt. It's quite
like a big kind of
prom dress
netty,
almost.
Yeah. Just above the ankle. On her, yeah. Mm-hmm. So
I think it'll be longer on me. Yeah,
you will be. It is absolutely stunning.
Yeah. It is amazing, isn't it? Anyway, yeah. I'm going to go and try it on.
Yeah.
And see.
I
presume if she's anything like you, she'll tell you if she thinks actually that's a bit.
Yeah, she will.
Yeah.
You'll be golden. I'll give it. I need to try it on.
I would definitely present it as an option. Yeah. If she says yes, and you're like, awesome.
Yeah. I know. It's a really fun one. So anyway, I'll go and give that a go. But otherwise, if that's not quite right then.
Yeah, it's not long.
I know.
Because I think you're the same day as me for one of mine, and they creep up so quickly.
They do creep up, don't they?
Suddenly like, God, what am I going to wear?
Where's your one then?
Ours is Brighton. It's at a place called Pangdean Barn, and I've never been, but I've heard it's a beautiful location, so I'm really looking forward to it. There's 225 people going.
Ooh,
so
fun, yeah.
Yeah. Got to think about these outfits,
guys.
Yeah,
you're bridesmaids.
A guest, which is wonderful news. Nice. That's what I like from a wedding.
Yeah.
Me and minimal effort.
So I'm a bridesmaid for this one, and along with my best friend Amy, and I've walked down more aisles with Amy than I have done like with Ben. It's our third trip down the aisle together. It's so sweet. So many things.
You only want to walk down the aisle once.
Well,
Ben,
quite
though,
yeah. Exactly. But, yeah. Anyone got anything to recommend? Anyone been watching anything good? Your eyes have just lit up. Go on, Heather.
So Lou and I touched on it briefly last time I was on the podcast, but I hadn't seen any of it. But Slow Horses on Apple TV, I've watched everything I'm able to watch so far. And yeah, like I said a few weeks ago, Apple TV's killing it for me right now. Like I can't remember the last time I watched something on Netflix. I watched all of Selling Sunset this weekend, but I wasn't really watching it.
Netflix is so bad.
Yeah, it's not really. There's nothing. So, Slow Horses.
I saw him in the weekend papers. Who's his famous girlfriend?
Saoirse Ronan.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sorry, what is Slow Horses?
So it's got Gary Oldman in, and he's basically, you'll love it, Becky.
Presumably Gary Oldman isn't going out with Saoirse Ronan.
No. So yeah, you'll really like it. It's like a crime drama set in the UK, but it's basically about MI5, and Gary Oldman's character's called Lam, and he heads up this division of MI5, which are like all the rejects who've like massively mucked something up, and as punishment, they end up in a place called Slough House, which is like a sort of it looks like a crack den from the outside, because obviously they still don't want people to go in, but they're basically sort of relegated to really crap sort of surveillance and things like that.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right. There's a crew of them there. And an incident happens and they end up getting sort of drawn in to the rest of this drama. But it's really good.
That sounds great.
Right, who else is in it?
So there's Gary Oldman, but then the other sort of main character is played by Jack Loudon, who was in, Mary Queen of Scots, Dunkirk, Fighting With My Family, if anyone's ever seen
that. I love that film.
Oh, is he the
so
brother?
The brother, yeah.
Oh my
he
God,
was,
of course.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He was in The Tunnel.
I can't picture him.
Oh, I've not seen The
Tunnel,
but yeah.
He was in The Tunnel, and he's very, he's quite looking, very good.
And he met Saoirse Ronan and Mary Queen of Scots.
Yes, exactly.
He's one of those people that's actually been in loads of things. When you see him, you're like, oh, hang on, I recognise you.
Well, I was reading a piece in the Sunday Times. There was an interview with him this weekend. Yeah. And yeah, he's more a theatre guy, I think. But he's also Scottish, but like never actually plays a Scot. But yeah,
he's great,
very good in it. Martin Compton. I was thinking that when you hear him, like,
that sounds really good.
It's really good. But yeah, his character Cartwright is, sort of, you see him muck up at the beginning, and then he's kind of, this is clear from the beginning, but his grandfather was like very high up in MI5 back in the day, so he's sort of afforded a level of sort of not privilege, respect, but gets protection, away with things essentially. Oh, but no, it's really good.
Yeah, I feel like everybody who's talking about it is saying how good it is.
Also,
yeah.
I know it sounds a bit weird, but I'm fascinated by MI5 and things like that. So I would genuinely,
it's good,
just
it's like
devour that.
Better quality, but also, you know, the good old days of Line of Duty when you are just like, ooh, what's going to happen next? And it's got Kristen Scott Thomas in as well, who's obviously excellent. She's like the sort of very high up head of operations at MI5. You can just imagine she's just very brisk and efficient and like well dressed. No, really good so far. And also, like with Severance, which I was talking about a few weeks ago. With Apple TV, they drop one a week, which I really like, because then you're like excited. Mm. Like, I'm already looking forward to Friday night because the fifth episode's on.
And
so
I think also you just reflect back on it a bit when you appreciate the quality of it more, because you've got time to think about it and process it. And I think sometimes if you just like, oh, next episode, so you don't actually digest it.
Yeah. Especially on Netflix, because they don't even show the credits anymore, do they? They show like 2 seconds and it's boom, straight back in. So anyway, so I've been watching that.
Okay.
Highly recommend if people haven't, you know, paid up for Apple TV. Yeah, I know it's yet another thing to sign up for.
But it's a lot cheaper than Netflix. And it is. We're all sacking off Netflix these days.
And usually,
that is really good to know.
If you've got an iPhone as well, or like an Apple account, they usually offer sort of discounts at the beginning and things like that. So yeah, I would heartily recommend.
Okay, thanks. Becky, watching anything?
Do you know what? I'm really boring at the moment, guys. I've only just started This Is Us, and that has consumed my entire TV experience.
I'm so jealous that everyone's talking about it.
Oh, God. I can't believe it. It's been around for ages, and then... Yeah, just finally started watching. It's a hell of a lot of seasons, but I'm here for it. Now I'm into it.
Are you
up to date?
Up to date, yeah. When does it end? Soon, very soon.
I mean, I don't even want to know. I'm hoping it's never going to end. But I think it's probably got a few more episodes.
Yeah.
I feel like we're near the end.
So I can't pronounce his surname, but Milo.
Yeah, he's unreal.
Ventimiglia.
Oh my God. I think that's part of the research. He's so hot.
He is so hot.
Yeah. And even with that greasy hair, I'm just like, you are next level. I used to really fancy him in Heroes. So
I used to really fancy him in Gilmore Girls.
It's good. It's very good. It's nice.
And Mandy Moore.
Oh, and she's stunning.
She is stunning. It's just, and she's incredible.
For me,
she is such an incredible actress in it.
I can't watch it because everybody just says how much it makes them cry. I'm just not over
it. It's very emotional, but it's very realistic. I think that's the thing. You really feel invested in their lives, and all of the things that happen are very probable things that happen in life, and it's just it's quite moving. Moving is the word. Have you watched anything, Charlotte?
I haven't. I'm just trying to think. Nope.
Too busy henning,
drinking, clucking,
too busy traveling. Peddling.
I did watch Encanto on the way home from Mallorca last week, which I loved.
Everyone says that's good.
I loved it.
Oscar-winning Encanto.
Oscar-winning Encanto. I mean, obviously it's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, everything the man touches turns to gold. But I think it was probably my favourite of the recent Disney. I might have even liked it more than Moana, you know.
I haven't watched it.
It's really lovely.
I did watch your recommendation from ages ago, Tick, Tick, Boom.
Oh, yeah. What did you think of that?
Oh, my God. I loved it.
He's incredible,
loved it.
Isn't he?
I keep listening to the soundtrack.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I liked it, but controversially, I found it very self-indulgent. Just saying. I know that's the idea of it. And I did love it. I genuinely did. But I did also get a little bit exhausted.
It's quite navel-gazing.
Yeah. But incredible. Like, he was... phenomenal.
Well, as I said at the time, I didn't fully understand it. It was all a bit layered and
messy
for me. I needed to understand it before I watched it. I feel like I would get it a lot more now. But I mean, he's so amazing.
Yeah, I was quite grateful for your explanation about the layering.
Yes.
And then I got a bit confused in that, and I started looking things up, and then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to watch it.
Yeah.
Wash over me and not worry too much.
Yeah. Because the music is brilliant.
And also, what a brain. What a mind.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
But Andrew Garfield. Oh my God.
Yeah. He's
amazing. And the other thing I watched, another recommendation of yours. This weekend I watched King Richard.
Oh, that's not me. That was Lou.
Lou.
Yes, I haven't watched it.
So I watched the Oscar winning man slapping Will Smith in King Richard.
Yeah.
I mean, he was really good. Mm. Oscar worthy. I think Andrew Garfield should have got it. But actually, I did think it was a fantastic film.
Okay.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No.
I remember Lou really loved it. I think Andrew Garfield, not that I've seen King Richard, but I thought Andrew Garfield was Oscar winning good.
I think lots of people sort of said he won't win, but he should.
Yeah. He put a lot of energy into it.
Yeah, he did. Exactly.
Quite literally.
Yeah, exhausting. His time will come. I feel like he was in, what was I talking about the other day? The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's having a bit of a moment. Mm. Good momentum, I think.
Mm. I sat behind him once at the National Theatre.
Oh, did you?
I did.
What were you watching?
The Red Barn.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good.
Right, should we answer some questions? Someone has asked, are the Birkenstock Shearling Arizonas still in on the fence if I buy or not? Yes.
I absolutely love them.
Are yours the Shearling Arizona?
Yeah, I've got them in black.
So yours are where they're shearling on the inside and then they're like suede on the outside.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I absolutely love them. I just think you can wear them with anything.
Yeah. And they're the comfiest things ever.
And they're so comfy. Yeah. Every time you put your foot in, you're like, oh, it's lovely. Yeah. It's like sliding into a little duvet. It's so nice.
With socks or without socks?
A bit of both. But I actually, do you know what? I've started wearing mine without socks with jeans. And I think it's quite, it's just
great.
Very casual. Yeah.
Does
it's
the
nice.
Sheepskin then get smelly? Sweaty?
Oh, I don't think so.
Does it have odour wicking properties?
I wouldn't wear them on a very hot day. But no, otherwise I wouldn't say that's an issue.
I don't think it does. I don't have those, but I had, I used to have the Gucci loafers well, they were fur. This is a long time ago. I sold them a few years ago. But that used to be fine.
Yeah. Mm.
I know what you mean, though. A few summer days stomping around, they could get a bit
stinky. Just wondering.
Just asking for a friend.
Yeah. I was
about
to
really
say,
for summer,
you probably wouldn't trot around in them long.
You'd wear them now.
Yeah.
I think that's still very chic. Mm. I've got the ones that are covered in shearling, and I love them.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, Georgina, somebody's asked a question, which has reminded me of a question I had to ask you. Somebody has said, interiors talk, please can I ask where Charlotte's curtains were made / from? Thank you so much. Okay, so I can't believe I haven't talked about my curtains.
Talk about them.
Last night, I slept with closed curtains for the first time in 7 months.
Oh, wow.
What time? 7 months. Obviously not like hotels and, you know, the odd whatever, night away, notwithstanding. But I have had no bedroom curtains.
Have you had shutters?
Nope.
Oh,
nothing.
No.
Had nothing. It's a really long, boring story, but you know how obviously the house was a bit of a complicated state when we moved in September. So we didn't want to do anything until January when everything was sorted. And so then once we ordered our curtains in January, they arrived like now.
So we've had
like some privacy blinds like these maybe like a month. But no, it's been like, it's like waking up on a beach.
Broad
like,
daylight.
Our bedroom must be whatever, the sun rises in the east, isn't it? So our bedroom must be east facing because, I mean, literally the sun, it is like beach. Like I wake up and I'm so hot and it's so sunny. So it was just the best sleep ever. Anyway, so I had them made by Susan Osborne, who is on the Goulburn Road. And the fabric is Lewis and Wood.
Yeah.
It's very floral. And we've had them trimmed with like a little fringing. We've had them trimmed with a fringing.
Nice.
I'll show you guys photos in a second.
Please do.
So that's I don't know where the fringing is from. Sorry. But no, what I wanted to ask you, I need tie backs. Where did you recommend the other day for those lovely tasseled?
Samuel and Sons.
Samuel and Sons. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yes, that's what I need. Thank you. Okay.
How did you choose your fabric? Was it a torturous decision?
It's actually really funny. So we went to Susan Osborne, who's got this beautiful showroom, and I mean, obviously like 10,000 samples, and we knew we wanted something floral and we didn't know. And Ben pointed at the curtains on her windows and was like, I like that one. So I was like, all right, yeah, I like that one.
Do you know
one.
What? That's so funny.
Just went for the ones that she's got as well.
We did exactly the same. We went to a curtain maker in Wandsworth. They were called Cameron Broom at the time. I don't know if they're still there, but we walked into the showroom and again, and we're like, what should we get? Okay, maybe something a bit kind of bluey grayish is the color scheme, I think. And there was just this big panel of fabric. And we both looked at each other and went, let's get that one and go for lunch. Because whilst the idea of it is so lovely, we're going to look at it's so overwhelming.
But also, you could
and it's
go,
a tiny swatch. You can't swatch. See.
Also, you could go for any of the, you know, there's like 1,000 that could work.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At the end of the day, if you can just, also Ben's not that visual. And it's a lot of very patterned fabric. As you say, it's really hard to tell on a swatch. So we just went for the one that
sometimes you just have to make a decision, don't you, and stick with it.
Yes.
They told us, I won't reveal because it's there. It's their own GDPR, but they have some very, I'll tell you off the podcast, some very, very famous clients who also went for the same fabric. So we were in good company as well. I know, we were quite smart about
Chuff
that.
With that.
Yes, exactly. Okay, Samuel and Sons, that's what I need.
Samuel and Sons, yes.
Downstairs, we don't have tie backs, which I think works on velvet curtains, but these ones need...
I would take, if you have got a bit of a sample of it, I would then go to the Samuel and Sons showroom in Chelsea Harbour, because they have... pigeonholes upon pigeonholes full of every trim, tie back, tassel, pom-pom, braid, you name it. It's in there. It's like a little sweet shop of finishing touches. It's gorgeous.
Anyway, thrilled. It was the best thing in the whole world waking up this morning and just not being blinded by the light. So anyway. That's my curtains. I've got an ottoman arriving on Friday as well, which is so exciting.
Aww. All coming together.
I know, it really is. First Saturday night in Brighton. Recommendations, please, for fun couples weekend. When does Soho House open?
One layer's already open, yeah. Okay. Which I'm laughing at every time I walk past it.
Why? The
thing is, because Soho House is Soho House. They've plonked it on top of the aquarium and the Pure Gym, and it looks over Captain's Fish and Chip Shop, the Brighton Zip Wire, and the Pirate Pitch and Pub.
Which, are you joking?
No, and I just love it, like the juxtaposition of like...
It's on top of a Pure Gym?
Yeah.
That is so
funny. It's just so... I just don't know. I just find it really funny that people will be so like coming down.
It's not on the seafront?
It is on the seafront, but just on...
Just in the bit of a naff bit on the seafront.
Funny. I wouldn't go that far. But
Pirate Pitch and Punt doesn't scream.
I was going to say,
the little any business in Brighton, or it's a beautiful old Art Deco building, so I can see exactly why they chose that place. Okay. But it's just amusing to me that like people coming down from London for the day with their Soho House purchases, on down, and then they're like, oh, yeah.
It's certainly Brighton. It's quirky.
Okay,
exactly. Yeah. But you can still see the sea. They've got David Trigley's done the tile mosaic for the swimming pool, which I haven't seen yet, but I will.
Ben's actually just signed up to do the Brighton Marathon next year.
Oh,
so we're going to come and...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you should. It'll be properly open by then. Nice. But at the moment, I think they've just opened one restaurant, because you can see, like... It's the other thing it overlooks is a harvester on the other side. But yeah, so the bit near the harvester has got like its nice brollies up and stuff.
Okay.
And you can see people like enjoying drinks. Nice. But yeah, it'll be exciting when it's all over.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, okay, if you're not a Soho House member, where can you go? Where would you recommend for a fun couples weekend for dinner in Brighton?
Oh God, too many to mention.
I know there is. I love Plateau.
Plateau's
brilliant.
I really
love Plateau.
It's like a wine bar, small plates place.
Small plates. It's nice for a couple.
Is that what
you
meant?
Might have gone there. Yeah, I think you did.
Oh,
yeah,
did you?
You did.
I really loved it.
It was really nice.
You did go there.
Especially in the evening, it has quite a nice vibe to it.
That's good. Burnt Orange is brilliant. Bincho Yakitori, if you like Japanese food, is really good. The Set's an amazing like pop-up restaurant in a sort of Brunswick House-esque, you can buy everything in there sort of thing. Wild Floor in Hove is amazing. Etch, if you've got cash to spend in Hove, is absolutely incredible.
Chin Chin,
yeah, that's now in Hove, not in Brighton, which is amazing Italian food.
Dumb question, how far is Hove from Brighton?
So I live in Kemp Town, which is, if you were to look at Brighton from the sea, is on the very far right by the marina, and I can walk to Hove, which is on the far left. I walk quite fast, but I can get to like central Hove in about 50 minutes.
Oh, okay, fine.
Direct along the front.
So in a cab, it's not far at all.
Oh yeah, in a cab, no. But if you were going from, say, Hove Lagoon, which is, I guess, the very far end of the marina, it's probably like an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay, but it's just all along the beachfront.
Exactly.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Right, that's good to know.
Yeah. So yeah, if you were going to have a weekend in Brighton, like you basically, it just blends into one anyway. So why I'm throwing some Hove options out there.
And Hove, again, is quite fun. But it doesn't feel, Brighton's still obviously classy, but Hove is very classy, I think.
Okay. And I think if you're going with friends as well, I think Hove's almost a better place to go. There's more bars and fun little spots there, I'd say. Or you can like do a little bit of a trek through different places. Cool, whereas in Brighton, you might be sort of heading from place to place a bit more.
Yeah.
Good to know. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Oh, somebody else has said Birkenstock Arizonas. Yes or no?
Yes.
Guys, just snap them up.
Becky, Jones Road, favourite balms. What does the team think? What was it that everybody was talking about yesterday that you put in Beauty Spot?
So really interesting question, actually, because the balms from Jones Road are nice, but they're greasy. And I'm not going to lie to you about that. I like them, but they are sticky and they're a little bit too greasy. But Jones Road have just launched shimmer oils and they kind of have that oily texture that you want from the balm, but they are not sticky. They highlight your skin and they've just got a hint of colour, like a pink or a bronze. There's loads available. But I like the pink one. Honestly, I think it's called Dusty Rose or something, and it just gives your skin a really healthy glow. Mm. And actually, if you put it on, sort of, you can either put it on before foundation and then a little bit on top, or just wear it on its own. It's so nice. It's that really nice. Nice. Yeah.
Conversely, I've been wearing the balm for the last 2 months and I really rate it.
That's the thing.
But I think I've got quite dry skin on my cheeks. So
I was about to say,
they're
kind of,
slick.
The balms, I think, are a bit, people feel a bit 50-50. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, the Kevin O'Quan one I use is super sticky. Yes. Mm-hmm. Actually, Tor bought it after we last spoke about it on the podcast. And every day she messaged me being like, Tim, once again, is making fun of you. She was like, I can't. She was like, what's all over your face? Why is your face so shiny? Aww.
That's the difference, I'd say, with the Jones Road. It's a good balance. They're not too OTT. Okay.
Cool. Makeup on a long-haul flight? No.
No.
No. All the hydration you can get.
Skincare.
Sheet mask.
Sheet mask.
Yes. Face mist. Yeah. Face mist. Yes.
For sure.
Correct.
Caudalie's mist.
Yes. Classic.
Exactly. Bag to fit MacBook, but not backpack. I will refer you back to our podcast from a few weeks ago talking about tote bags.
Exactly that.
Yes. 40th present from hubby. I thought it was going to be for hubby. What did you get Tobias for his 40th?
Paul Smith watch. He really wants.
That's
it.
A really good present.
It was
a very
like
good
195, so like a good price for me. A good price point. Yeah. I can't afford a you know, really expensive one, but it
get
was
a Rolex
like,
for his 50th.
Yeah, exactly. It was
that's
a special
a really
enough
nice
one. Yeah,
that's
you know.
What did you get your husband for his?
Honestly, can't remember. I think I got him a really nice kind of leather briefcase bag, but it was basically one of those kind of zip up handles. It had a crossbody strap, but he would not use that. You can put in a laptop and a few, you know, essentials.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a good one. Really smart, really nice. But anyway, it was really good. It's just something they use every day that's a bit luxey. I think that's what you want. Like a really good watch.
Yeah.
I ordered that ham, that studio ham.
Oh, did you?
Painting, yes, for Ben's 30th. Very delayed.
How long does it, is it painted
like,
to order?
I think so, yeah. It's like 8 weeks. So this
is I want to see it because I know a bit about
you will love it. It is studio ham or interior design duo, individual?
Family run,
family,
actually.
And but they have a range of products as well, and they've got this incredible. We wanted a giant piece of art, and they have this amazing. It's like a flamingo. And it's. I mean, it's huge. It's like the size of that.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Where's it gonna go?
It's gonna go right outside our bedroom.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, because the colors I think tie in really well. So I know I'm excited.
Nice.
I'll show you afterwards. It's really cool.
That was so that's like. Gift. Present for you and present for me.
Well, yeah, exactly. I'm somehow
they're the best presents.
Yeah, they are.
Team present. Well, he wanted art, so was always going to. I know, I was always going to. Although it was quite hard to, everything he liked, I said no to, which was then quite, do you know what I mean? Like, it was quite hard if it's a present.
Yes.
Yeah.
To be so prescriptive, but then also he's got rogue taste in art. So.
I think art's one of the things that my husband and I do have quite different tastes on it. And then when we find there's a couple of artists we both really love, so they tend to be the only ones.
It's a balancing act.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so this question had actually said 40th present from hubby ideas, please. If it was a big birthday now, what would you ask for?
Oh, what she would ask for. Right.
Becky?
Oof. God.
You're not that far off a big birthday.
No, next year's the big 3-0. Ooh, let me have a think. A trip somewhere?
Yeah.
A weekend away would be nice. Yeah. That would probably be my thing.
Where would you
thing.
Want to go?
Do you know what? I'd love to go to Venice. I've not been. I've been to lots of places in Italy, but I've never been to Venice, and
I
I'd quite like
to
go.
Haven't you?
Yeah.
No.
I think Venice like is one of the... I haven't done much of Italy, but Venice, I think, is one of the loveliest city places in Europe.
Yeah. I think that's something I'd like. Or just, probably a weekend or a day.
They've got some gorgeous hotels there, like even more recently as well.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
Yeah, they really do. There's a Hoxton now in Venice, right? Have you made that up?
Yeah. I feel like there is.
Affordable.
If there isn't, there's about to
be. Yeah, it's on its way, exactly.
The Barcelona Hoxton's just about to open.
And I'm thinking of Rome as well, which opened about this time last year. Yeah. Yeah, they're taking over, aren't they?
They are.
So we stayed at the Hoxton this weekend and it was so nice.
I stayed at the Hoxton in Rome. It's decent.
Yes. I mean, the room, the one in London, we said the Hoban one, there's no wardrobe. Like, you couldn't go for more than a night. It's so small. But...
The design's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun. It is good fun.
I think they really dedicate like effort into like the public spaces.
Exactly.
It's like they're relaxed and fun.
It's a very good vibe. Yeah. It's a very kind of workspacey, chill.
Yeah.
Heather, if you had a big birthday coming up, what would you ask for?
That's a treat. Probably art as well, actually. Like something meaningful like that, especially now we're not doing finishing touches to the flat. There's still tons to do. But yeah, something like that, I think.
That you'll have for a while.
Exactly. Yeah. 100%.
That's a good one. Partnership editions.
Yeah.
Great art.
I haven't bought anything from there, actually. But no, I think that's a good place to look.
Actually, for our wedding, somebody gave us a voucher for there, which
that's
they do,
a really
which is good to
idea.
Know that they do because it was a really good gift. Yeah.
Really good idea.
Georgina?
So for my wedding anniversary, 10-year wedding anniversary, I got my husband did a video. So over the years, we had filmed things on phones, back in the day on camcorders, on our cameras, when we still used cameras and you could film on them and all this stuff. And I had put it all in one place and I got a company to kind of put it all to music and make a sort of, you know, 10 years to now. And I think...
He did that for you or you did that for him?
I did that for him. Okay. And I kind of feel like... if I had, for my next big birthday coming up, I would, which is a few, good few years away, I hasten to add, but I would quite like part two of that.
Yeah.
And I just think it's such an amazing thing, because I think whilst it's great having all our social media and all, everything just gets kind of put into different folders and different places. And I never put things in photo albums anymore. Nothing is actually, you know, tangible to hold and open and look through. So I actually would kind of be thinking about laying down the memories in a way that means you can, whether it's a really lovely coffee table book full of photos, things like that.
That's so nice. That's my mum has actually always done that for us for big birthdays, for like, I remember for 18th, for 21st, she's always done just those Apple, like, you know, my photo box style books, just with, but it's, it, as you say, it's so nice to be able to do them. And actually, we never did a wedding album because we don't care, but my parents have been harassing us for ages for physical ones. Yeah. And so I did a photo box one for them, like, not long ago. I mean, it's like 20 quid or something. And oh my God, they were like, it was like I'd given them, I don't know, 8 Birkins. Like, no, I'd be happier. So I think for if you're looking for, pleasing gifts that you
and
reread
it,
it's so lovely, isn't it? Yeah,
you know,
it is personal.
It's like, obviously, earrings, necklaces, handbags, lovely.
Yeah.
But there's something about a personalised present that is just
That's
so
very nice.
Like,
Oh, lovely. What an unshallow bunch we are. How nice.
Charlotte?
Oh, me. Oh, God. Earrings, handbag, necklace.
Birkins.
Birkins. I don't know.
I'd go with a Jenny Packham dress.
Yeah, all that, exactly. I don't know. Something for the house. Yeah, I'm probably in the art camp with you, Heather. We've got 9 years to wait for our next big birthday. So you've got lots of time to see, exactly. Or time to collect photos, either way. All right, I think we'll leave it there. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for listening. If you have any feedback, please do email podcast@sheerlights.com, and don't forget to look out for the question box on social every weekend. Don't forget also to rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.